crawl. Sail when the power goes out. It's so quiet and so loud. The wind's blowing in somehow to knock your house down. Big waves and murky waters, snow beating sons and daughters. Hold on a little longer, be stronger than you know.
You just heard a snippet of the new single Stronger Than You Know by Juno Award-winning pop folk band The East Pointers. PEI's East Pointers honor the memory of their bandmate Cody Jason, who died in January of this year, with a new single and put five more unreleased songs that have been recorded with Cody. The first single, Stronger Than You Know, debuted on May 27th. Here to talk about the brand new single and new music is Juno Award-winning singer-songwriter Tim Chasen of the Canadian pop folk band The East Pointers.
How are you doing this evening, Kim?
I am doing really well. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
I'm doing good.
Just winding down here, but excited to chat.
So good to have you on the show. We have been such huge fans of the band for such a long time, so it's really special to have you here.
Oh, no, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
I know we're going to be talking about this very, very special song, a song that means so much to you and the band. This is your first song released since, 2019, right?
Yeah, since 2019. Yeah, we've released our last album in 2019, and we were, kind of set to be on the road. I guess it was at the end of 2019, we were set to be on the road for quite a while, and we were lucky enough, we got in a Canadian tour and then a UK tour and an Australia tour. And then that was what got cut short whenever COVID hit. So we came back home. But so we released a few singles from that album. But it's been since then, we did like a remix of a song, I guess, in 2020. But then, it's been a little while. So it does feel good to have some new music out. That's for sure.
Oh, I bet. I know it's been so difficult, during this time. And we're so, so sorry to hear about Cody.
Oh, no, thanks. Yeah, it's been, it still doesn't feel real most days, to be honest. And it's, it has certainly left a huge, huge void in family and amongst friends, family, everybody who knew him, because he had touched so many people. So
he did. He really did. Yeah. We've had a lot of people from the UK excited about doing the interview and just being able to, talk for real and sharing and all of this and the music that meant so much to all of you, and especially to Cody being a part of it as well.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's he was a special guy and ridiculously talented. He left his mark.
He certainly did. Life cut way too short. And our hearts go out to all the families and to all of you.
Oh, thanks, Kim.
Let's talk about the beginning, if you don't mind, just to refresh, because we have so many listeners in the States and all over the world. So we love bringing the music that you guys have made so incredible. And we just don't want to miss anything for the fans. When you guys started out in forming the band, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Cody and I are first cousins, and really great friends since we were born, basically, and we met Jake, who is from Ontario. Cody and I are both from Prince Edward Island on the east coast of Canada, and we met Jake probably 12 or so years ago. We met him. I actually was doing a bit of a solo career, and Cody was playing with me. It's kind of torn all over the place. And every time we would meet up, the three of us would just click. And we grew up with Celtic inspired backgrounds, but we also had such a love of, pop music and indie music. And, but at the core of us, we were just really into traditional music. So we kind of joked for a while about starting this band. And it was just kind of happened organically. We were just Code, especially, I think at that time, to give a little bit of a background, Cody was kind of going through a rough time, and I remember it was probably at the beginning of 2014. He had quit drinking alcohol, he quit drugs, and I just remember him really struggling at that moment in his life. And I remember calling Jake, and I was like, you know what, the one thing that Cody loves and has such a passion for is music and writing tunes, and he's like the most talented guy you'd ever meet, but he like I've heard people say, oh, do you play music? You must play music being from such a big musical family. And he'd say, oh, no, I don't really play. But meanwhile, he's like the best friggin' player that in the entire room. So that was just the type of guy Code was. He was just so humble. But I remember calling Jake and saying, man, you should come down to PEI and we'll record some of these tunes that Code's writing and that we should just do it. And so Jake came down and we booked this little gig at the old Triangle Pub in Charlottetown. And then the rest is history. We were just like, all three of us were totally like buzzing all weekend. We were just like, It was the most fun we had making music in such a long time. So we, after that, we played a couple of little gigs around like the East Coast and then and some in Ontario, I guess, but just small little things. Like it still wasn't a serious project at all. And then we had met, actually I played this festival in Australia the year before, and the festival director found out about the East Pointers and she was like, do East Pointers ever want to play festival and we could book a, you know, some shows in Australia? And we were all like, oh yeah, for sure. So we what we did was we went to Australia and it was like this crazy response for the band, and we were like, this is wild, like why like why are we, you know, what's happening kind of thing. And we were it was just incredible how people really took to it there. So we we kind of worked our way up to be selling out all these big venues over the years in Australia, and then it kind of spread to, I guess, the rest of Canada and the UK and down to the States and stuff, and we to Japan. And it's been, you know, a wild ride with Code and Jake, and it's been with the band too. The music kind of progressed from like kind of traditional sounding to, you know, writing more songs and having a more contemporary feel, but you know, still kind of having the acoustic music at the roots of the music. But just very grateful for all the times that we had and made music. And yeah,
I remember when you guys first came out, and I think it was in Toronto. I don't know if it was Canadian Music Week or not. So it was quite some time ago, but I just remember the buzz around you guys. And I had been fortunate enough to go out to the East Coast to PEI, I think that same year. And I was shooting for the tourism there, and they knew me quite well for working with the magazine. And I remember seeing you guys in Charlottetown.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
and
funny.
my cousin kept saying, you got to see these guys. These guys are trailblazers. You got to see them. And I remember seeing you guys play live for the first time. And man, you guys knew how to play live. And the fan base that you guys had and the respect all over the island of your music was incredible.
Yeah, no, we were certainly, certainly grateful for and you know, still are for like just the for everyone like just being so, you know, I guess responsive and kind to us and all over the place. Like we've come across so many amazing people and just kind and you know, when we play shows, it was just amazing to see the smiles on people's faces. Mm-hmm. and even just the the energy that, you know, it was totally mutual, like what we were giving or what, you know, the crowd was giving, we were trying to give back and vice versa. So it was, it was always special to play live for sure.
I loved watching the younger generation being, you know, exposed to that traditional sound of the Celtic music. And it was just, it was mind blowing to watch that, because I'd always been a part of it in Toronto where they did it on the beaches and they have a Celtic event every single year. And it's a big deal in Toronto. And then to sit there and see all these young people absolutely loving the Celtic music and reinfusing all of that into, you know, the sound today. And it was just so cool to watch. And you guys really, really, really brought that to life, and I absolutely love it. And congratulations on all that you accomplished, especially when you're looking at the success of, after releasing your debut album, I think at the time when I saw you guys, it was Secret Victory.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, no, yeah, Oh, no, I was going to say, yeah, that was, I guess, yeah, 20, maybe 2015, I guess, or 20, yeah, probably 2015 that we put that out.
Yeah, I think so. And I think you were playing Australia at that point, too.
Yeah, yeah, we would have done our first tour, I think, at the, yeah, I think that was the beginning of, or the end of 2014 into the beginning of 2015. And yeah, like you say, with the, you know, the young kind of musicians or the young people getting into the folk music, it is kind of a neat thing to, like, just kind of pass that along as it's been passed down to us as well, just kind of keeping it all alive, just that music that is, you know, kind of in our souls, I guess, really.
Well, it's tradition, and it's just you've brought such a modern edge to it, and it was just so fun to watch, and just to see everybody in the United States, you know, taking a hold of it, and the same thing with Australia. It really put you guys on the map, but also put Celtic music in a lot of ways on the map, because I know the UK was trying to bring it over, you know, to Canada, into the United States, and weren't, you know, having that great of success at that time. And you guys, when you think about it, when you think about all the artists today, like back then, we didn't have the technology we do now, and the streaming platforms, and being able to take, you know, Canadian music and bringing it to and over the pond the same way that we are today. And and Australia was a big deal for a lot of Canadian artists, a lot of country artists, a lot of folk artists, a lot of Canadian artists that are doing so incredibly well over there today.
Yeah, it's interesting, like you say, today, like with even just with Spotify, like whenever we would be in, like, God knows where, like I remember being in some like random spot in England, and these people like would be out at our shows, like a bunch of people would come and say, yeah, I, you know, I was listening on to this playlist on Spotify, and your song came on, and then it notified me that you're playing near where I'm from, and like, oh, so we cool. got tickets. It's just like, it's just crazy how it works that way, and that's happening more and more, actually. And it's like, yeah, like we just the random places that people would like, yeah, know your music because of how it travels, like digitally. So
well, you guys are trailblazers when it comes to Australia, and that's pretty special, you know, to have that in your resume, and, you know, for what you guys have accomplished musically over the pond and in the UK and in the United States, pretty special. And that's got to be pretty dear to your heart right now.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like it's, you know, I think of Code, and I think of like all the young, like banjo players who started because of him, and, and also, the ones that were extremely inspired that, that were, you know, playing for years, and they watch, and you know, same with Jake too. Like his guitar playing is like, you
he's
know,
pretty special. Yeah.
Yeah. He's so good that it's like people have been trying to play like Jake for a while. And I can say that because I just like, I'm one of those guys. I always loved Jake's playing. So
I do too. Cause I'm just starting to pick up my guitar again. And
it's been
a long time, and I'm just starting to get back into that again. So it's really cool to hear you guys, and you know, it's just so special what influences you guys have had. Is there some song or a band to you personally that really inspired you to pursue the music industry?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so many. I feel like I've been through like different phases throughout my life, like with kind of like artists who have inspired me, like in the music industry anyway. Like when I was younger, I remember, like, so I really played a lot of fiddle when I was younger with you know, my cousins and my dad, and there was in that time my world like kind of revolved around like the Rankin family, and like Natalie McMaster, who is, you know, a friend now, and like Ashley McIsaac. Like I remember when I was really young that those were some of the albums that were around the house, and even Stan Rogers and Ron Hines, and like kind of the more of the East Coast flavor. It was as if like there no one else existed except East Coast music.
It's true. Growing up. It's true. Yeah.
But I also listened, like, you know, if the radio was on, it was, you know, usually on country, the country station, or like my oldest sister was like really into what was like on pop radio. And then my brothers, there's six in my family and I'm the youngest, so I kind of just got all the music from them, but they, you know, they're into rock. And so I guess I was really inspired by a lot. And then, you know, like when I started writing songs, I remember like hearing James Taylor too when I was really young.
Oh, I love James Taylor. Yeah.
Yeah, and just being like, I loved his music. And yeah, there are so many, but like, yeah, just inspired by, and even like today, like lots of like some of the modern like pop stuff. Like every once in a while, it's like an artist or something will come on, and
Is there
like,
somebody
that's really cool.
today that's on radio today that you absolutely love? Any genre?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's funny, the last tour that we did, we were like cranking Dua Lipa like the whole time on the road.
Nice.
And it's just like, obviously she's an incredible singer, but like even the production and the arrangements and everything behind the songs were yeah, just yeah, super cool. And but yeah, that's just one artist that we'll chuck on every once in a while, like to get, you know, to get a little dance party going. But
Nice.
there's so many good ones. It's yeah,
I
hard to keep track.
love all genres, so yeah, I know what you feel.
Yeah.
Because there's so much music that's influenced in my life, from where my parents started out with the old time rock and roll to, when it comes to a lot of the big band music, there's just so much. They love the classical too. I love everything. And I'm a
Yeah,
rock
no, me
girl by
too.
trade, but it's
Okay.
just, yeah, I've just kind of really grown to love every aspect of music, and it's just so
Yeah.
healing and what it can do.
Oh, yeah, it totally is. And there's like, and these days, it's like I said, like I, you know, just speaking of Spotify or Apple Music as an example, like I stumbled across so many different like artists that you wouldn't have heard before, like kind of how someone would have stumbled across our band. And so yeah, it's neat in that way. You're like, oh, what's this song? I wouldn't have heard it if I just didn't have a random playlist on or something like that. So but yeah, there's lots of stuff out there.
Yeah, I love the way we always can draw on a memory in seconds the moment we hear a
Oh.
song. And you might not even remember it at all. And then all of a sudden you'll play it. Like you can picture exactly where you were.
Oh yeah, that happened to me the other day. I can't remember. Oh my gosh, what was the story? It was just like whenever you heard something. Oh, maybe I was in a store and it was like a Britney Spears or something from like when I was really young that was literally on the radio all the time. It's like just took me back to being like at my mom's house and my brother's like downstairs. And anyways, it's just like the memories just like flooding. It's like, yeah, it's incredible. Or like an even a, like a smell, it's the same way, like any of those senses that kind of take you somewhere. Yeah.
Yep, fire, like especially, the fire pits out right now. Everybody's having their bonfires, and I just relate. As soon as I smell, it's my favorite smell.
Yeah.
And I can be
Yeah.
walking,
Oh
and it
yeah.
just brings back all my childhood memories of camping and doing all those special things with my family.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
We're going to take a
Yeah.
short break when we come back. More with my very special guest, Tim Chasen from the Juno Award-winning band, the East Pointers, on Music's Journey. We are back. I'm your host, Kim Sear, and I am chatting with my very special guest, Tim Chasen from the pop folk band, the East Pointers. Do you remember Cody's favorite artist, or who really influenced him to be the musician that
Yeah,
he is, that he was?
he was into a lot of different stuff too. Like Cody's older brother was actually and is like an incredible fiddle player, and JJ is his name. And yeah, one of PEI's best for sure. And he's, I know he really inspired Cody a lot. And I think Cody and I listened to a lot of the same stuff growing up. But he was like, speaking of Dua Lipa today, like Cody was probably more especially into Dua Lipa like in the last like 6 months.
Oh,
And
really?
but like he was, I remember when he was really into like Jerry O'Connor, which is a like an Irish banjo player that kind of inspired Code. And then there were like, he listened to a lot of finger style guitar playing too. I know that he was really into like oh my gosh, like Antoine Dufour is a French guy, and from Quebec, and Don Ross, and all these
Oh,
other
wow.
players who were just super intricate. And that's where Code kind of like, he would just play in his bedroom, like he would learn all of these all of these tracks on his guitar, and like replicate them on the banjo, and just like finger style picking. And and he was like, yeah, very much into like, his him and I are first cousins, and our parents were very much into like fiddle and Celtic and trad music. So he got all the same, like the Rankins and all that, the East Coast stuff too, that we were all brought up on.
I think he liked, if I remember correctly, when I talk to you guys back then. I think I was shooting Jenna McKenna, and she's from the East Coast as well.
There was
three of them that had never been together on stage, and I can't remember how many years. I'm trying to remember who the other two artists were. And you guys were at the back, and he had talked to me about how much of an influence their music had been and how great it was to see the three of them together. I have to look up my pictures again from CMW. Yeah, cool. But it was just a really cool, really cool event. And that was the first time I'd ever been exposed to that kind of music.
Yeah.
At that time. Yeah. So she's just such a big star too. So it's so nice to be able to have those memories and be able to draw on, you know, the music that you guys have created. Because there's a lot that you guys are going to be releasing when it comes to new music and new sound, which was really important to you guys and what you guys have been working on with Cody as well. So when we look back at the Juno Awards and the traditional roots music that you guys had, the achievements, you know, Roots Album of the Year for 2017 for Secret Victory, the Canadian Folk Music Awards for the Ensemble of the Year. And that was, I think, the 12th Canadian Folk Music Awards as well in 2016. You were nominated for the Instrumental Group of the Year, Canadian Folk Music Awards as the Ensemble of the Year again in 2018. You know, it's just incredible when you look back at the body of work that you guys have put out over the years.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. It's, you tend to forget about some of those things and I remember when we got nominated for Juno, and we were just like, what the heck? Didn't make a mistake. and then whenever we won, we were on tour in Australia, and it was like we were like a morning ahead or 12 hours ahead, and we were, you know, just watching them. And when they announced our name, we were like, just so happy. We were like, what? Like, it's crazy. But I wish we could have been there, but it was, such a huge shock
to even think that would happen.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't get
any bigger in Canada, right? Pretty awesome accomplishment. That's amazing.
Yeah, but we're excited to have, like, I know, like, Cole especially was so excited for these new songs. And we have the first one released just a few weeks ago, and it's been, like, such great and positive feedback. And we have an EP coming at
the end of
September. So yeah, we're releasing the next one. I guess it's in July 8th is when the next track. And it's been really nice. We signed with Network, I guess, about it was in 2021, and that was another thing that we were really excited, and it just
really,
you know, felt
special.
Right. And they're a great, really, really great team over there. And so we're, you know, I mean, as far as the future of, like, we're, you know, still trying to navigate everything right now, but the main thing was to kind of get everything out with this music out. So
yeah, because you've been working pretty closely, and I know that the footprints, the musical footprint, you know, that Cody left and the band and what you're working towards right now, the new sound that you guys were developing. Talk to us a bit about that.
Yeah, well, it really was like just kind of a natural progression. Like, we're kind of always experimenting with, like just being on the edge of, like, trying something new every time we wrote or recorded. And we were lucky enough to do our first two albums with Gordy, or sorry, our second and third album with Gordy Sampson down in Nashville. And then the third, so this EP we started working with Derek Hoffman, who's in Toronto.
Oh, he's amazing.
And he was oh, he's so good. Yeah, he's incredible. And he came recommended by Colin McDonald, who's the lead singer of The Trues and a really, really dear friend of ours. And we've been working with Derek, like, more virtually, like, the whole time. It's just been, like, we've been recording in Jake's little basement studio and kind of doing everything back and forth. And it just felt, like, so relaxed and natural. And then we were just, like, we loved everything that Derek recommended. And, yeah, it just, everything felt really good. And we have those six songs, and, you know, the plan was to write the kind of the more instrumental music, the triad kind of vibes more after, but we didn't get to that. But we, we're really proud of the six songs that we all did together. And, just cool with, like, how they kind of have been feeling and just the freshness they feel to us anyway.
Well, Derek's oh man, he's a wizard. you know, as a producer. Yeah. It's the only way I can describe him.
He totally is a wizard. Yeah.
And Colin, I just had him on the show not too long ago. And the Trues, they Trailblazers, there we go again. You know, there's just no other word to describe these guys, but you know, their songs are better than ever. You know, he's just incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been a fan of the Trues since like I was in high school, and then I actually in my solo career, I guess back in the day, they asked me to open up for them across Canada, so I went and I played fiddle in their band as well too, like during the second set. And so I think it was an acoustic tour maybe in 2010 that I did with them, or 2011, and so I got to know them really well, and just like wrote with them so many times and played numerous shows with them, and I have like all the respect and anything, like they're just such special people.
Helped out so many artists with them today, you know, with so many artists. I don't know how many I've had on the show that all are working hand in hand, you know, with Colin, or, you know, it's just incredible to what these guys have been doing in the music industry that people don't even know about.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I 100% agree. They're just like, they're such hard workers in there, and they're so talented. It's crazy. I love, like, Colin's always writing with people. Like, he's such a great writer. Like, it's so fun writing with him. It's just, it feels so good.
And they're right on the pulse of everything that's going on in music right now. Yeah. And they just deliver every single time.
Oh, I know. Their show was just, I think it was last summer we played with them. They came to PEI. There's I think it was the Rock the Boat Festival. So we played right before them and hopped up on stage with them, which was so much fun. But like, I went out to watch the show, like, because I hadn't seen them in a few years, and it was just like, it was so good. I was like, these guys are just like hit after hit after hit, and just like such high energy, and like Colin's voice, and it's
their
just
new
like,
EP is the best they've ever done.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, they seem to top themselves every single time, but their new album is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's so good.
Talk about the writing for Stronger Than You Know.
So we wrote that one with Colin, actually. I think almost every song on this EP we wrote with Colin. This one kind of came out of, like, interestingly enough, so Cody moved into this like little cottage on the top of this massive cliff on the eastern end of PEI, and it was a massive snowstorm and huge windstorm, and the next day he thought the cottage was going to blow down, literally, like this house was going to blow down. So he had like a 2x4 and he was like nailing it over the door, and it's the first time like anyone's lived in this house in the wintertime, because it was more of a summer home. But and the next day he came into the writing session and he was just like, holy shit, guys, like this, you should have saw me last night. Like, I thought the house was going to blow down and blah, blah, blah. And we were talking, like, that conversation kind of spun into, like, you know, finding the strength to, like, get through the worst of times, essentially. And, like, it's just like some of the lines kind of came from, like, the feeling like alone through whatever it is. And then mixed with like, I guess the metaphor of the storm outside and kind of protecting yourself, but also, you know, finding that inner strength, I guess you could say. So,
to come out the other side.
Exactly. So it kind of spawned from that. And then the music was just, the song actually came quite fast. We had like some, you know, some melodies and a few words, and we hooked up with Colin that afternoon, and then it just all fell into place like so fast. So and then when we started working with Derek on it, he gave it a whole new flair as well, which was pretty neat.
Well, it's a pretty special song, and that's why the fans are resonating with it. We all are here on radio as well. It's just such a special one, and I think that the East Pointer fans really needed something like this to be able to help celebrate Cody's memory, along with their own memories of Cody as well. We are going to play it right now. Here is the brand new single Stronger Than You Know by Juno Award-winning pop folk band The East Pointers, here on Music's Journey.
When set in, and temperatures fall. It can slow you down to a crawl. Sound when the power goes out, it's so quiet and so loud. The wind's blowing in somehow to get knock your house down. Big waves and murky waters, snow beating sons and daughters. Hold on a little longer, stronger than you know. Stronger than you know. I know that feeling of fear and doubt. Stuck inside, there's no way out. Tell when the power goes out, it's so quiet and so loud. The wind's blowing in somehow, it could knock your house down. Big waves and murky waters, snow beating sons and daughters. Hold on a little longer, you're stronger than you know. Tell when the power goes out, it's so quiet and so loud. So quiet and so loud. The wind's blowing in somehow that could knock your house down. And big waves and murky waters, snow beating sons and daughters. Hold on a little longer, you're stronger than you know. Sail when the power goes out, so quiet and so loud. The wind's blowing in somehow that could knock your house down. And big waves and murky waters, snow beating sons and daughters. Hold on.
That was Stronger Than You Know by the multi-award-winning pop folk band, the East Pointers. Don't forget, you can download the single on all your streaming platforms, and you can add it to your playlist. Playlists, as we've spoken about earlier in this interview, how so many fans get to discover new artists. And so make sure you add it to yours. And you also can request it at your local radio station. What a fantastic song. A great feel-good song reminding us all that we're stronger than we know. And when we're facing with tough times, we can come out the other side. So pretty special song. Very special.
Thanks so much.
This song and the sound is very unique. It's a departure from your previous releases. And you're talking about the other songs, the other five songs that are coming out. Tell us about those.
Yeah, we have, we have five more tracks coming, and we work with Derek on all of them. So it does feel like it has, like some of them are a bit more acoustic driven, and then some are, you know, a bit more upbeat and kind of experiment with new sounds and tones and all that kind of stuff. But, it feels like, it certainly feels like a complete, like piece of work and captures like a time, like, you know, a moment in time, I would say. So it definitely, you know, we wrote all these songs through the pandemic. Like I say, we had a really great writing schedule with Colin, and we hooked up with him like once, sometimes twice a week. And so many, many songs in the arsenal, I guess. And then these are the six that we kind of chose to work on first.
And so, four of the songs, of the six songs, Cody worked on, right?
Yeah, four of them were like 100% complete, and then the last two were like, we were just lucky that we had like Cody's parts, like recorded for the songs. Like, wow. We wrote them all together, and then, so that process was, yeah, it was kind of weird at first. Like, we were just like, and so surreal, like that we, you know, had, had him, like, we feel lucky that we had him recorded so we could actually finish. Yeah. And like, there's so many songs that we don't have him actually playing, but,
gotta be a hard transition a little bit, you know, when it comes really to that, because he's just such a big part of your life, and he still is. That legacy is right there in this music, and you guys should be so proud, you know, of this music that you're going to be releasing. Are you releasing it as singles, or are you going to be putting it out as an EP?
Yeah, we're releasing it as three singles and then an EP. So, like, we have a single in July, single in August, and then the EP comes at the end of September.
Nice. So looking forward to that. You promise you're going to come back so I can talk to you about the next one?
Oh, of course. Sure.
I would love that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with my very special guest, Tim Chasen, from the Juno Award-winning band, the East Pointers, on Music's Journey. We are back. I'm your host, Kim Sierra, and I am chatting with my very special guest, Tim Chasen, from the pop folk band, the East Pointers. What does this new music mean to you today?
Yeah, I mean, it's, it means a lot. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, it's, it has taken on a new meaning over the last few months, for sure. Like, whenever you're in a, whenever you're in it with all three of us, we're just like, oh yeah, these are the songs. And then we move on to other songs and, you know, just, but like now it really has this like permanent, like, I don't even know how to explain, like,
snippet
this
in time.
Snippet in time with like what we did with Code, like in those last couple of months of being together. And you just never know when the last moment is going to come. So it's like,
you know, definitely
learning to cherish everything that I know is very hard to do, but, you know, the practice of kind of cherishing everything that you have at that moment. But
it's not an easy thing to talk about, but at the same time, it needs to be. And 100%, so many artists that go through the same journey. And I've got another one on Friday that I've got to do. And I think it's just the more we talk about it, you know, the more we can do something, right?
Yeah, and make, I think, you know, having and having that support too. Like, I mean, I just feel generally, you know, grateful for like the big family and all the friends that we have here, like on PEI. You know, moving through something like this is like, I couldn't imagine.
Oh boy.
How someone would do it, you know, alone or without much support. It's just not. So we were just like, you know, reflecting upon Code and try to as much as possible, because it's, you know, it just feels like, it doesn't really even feel like, I'm not sure. I'm sure many of us
probably doesn't even sunk really right in at all.
Yeah.
To
sometimes I'll see like a video or something will pop up or a picture. And I'm just like, I don't even think that he, like, just like, doesn't seem like he's actually gone. It doesn't like feel real. So it's
because his legacy stays with you in your heart and your soul, and it's just something that is so special, you know, when we care about people that deep.
No, I know, and it's incredible with even just the music, like the, you know, the things that you have like from them, like that they've given, that or that will live forever, which is pretty special.
And as I said, those are going to be, you know, memories that all the fans are going to carry with them. They're always going to remember where they were when those songs were played. And it's just going to be a legacy that continues to live on and just evolving in what you guys are going through when it comes to the new sound, the new music, and it's just going to continue. And that's amazing. That's what he would have loved.
Yeah, for sure.
So tell us, what is the hardest part about your creative process?
The hardest part about the creative process. Sometimes it's like actually finishing the song or the tune, or like when to know it's when it's done. Like I find when I write on my own, I never think something's done, but the co-writing thing, that's whenever I'm like, okay, I think the song, like if we all agree the song's done, then song's done. But creatively, sometimes when I'm writing on my own, I tend to like not, I can't stop like messing with something. Like it's like, okay, but I could change this lyric or that word or this part. And then sometimes these days it's finding finding time
I bet.
For the creative aspect of so you just gotta, you know, blocking that off is also very important, whereas before you just spend hours in your bedroom, but now I have two children, so
it's different block it when off. when you're a family yeah. man and just trying to navigate, you know, this music career is not easy, because you want to be there for the kids at the same time. You're trying to continue to bring music forward. It's just a part of everything that you are, and having to take a look at yourself and your identity, like what you are without writing music and playing music and having that separation in a personal life is hard. Every musician talks about that.
Oh yeah. No, it definitely is. And I remember like my first child, my son, was born toward the end of 2018, and we took him on the road like when he was like 6 weeks old. We did tour and my wife came as well, and like did like Western Canada, and I was like, I look back at that, I'm like, what were we thinking? I cannot believe we did that. But it was like, you're just like, we were just in survival mode, I think, like we were just kind of going with what we did. And
wow.
And now, like, I have a 3-month-old now, so I have a 3-year-old and a 3-month-old, and the like, just like actually being home, and like, I guess second child feels a little easier. Like, you're kind of like, okay, I'm not, you know, as
you're not panicking on everything, you know. You know what's
exactly
coming.
I guess just we took him everywhere. Like, he was in like Australia, New Zealand,
crazy,
all through the States and all across Canada. And like, it was like, I wouldn't change it now, but I remember at the time, like, it's just like, and we definitely had a lot of fun times and a lot of memories, but there was a lot of moments like, what are we doing? Like, this is nuts. Like,
who's taking the feeding? I just got off stage and I got to get some rest before I got to perform again. Cause you got to rest your vocals.
Yeah, no, for sure. I just remember you know, we would drive and like, usually we would have our own, we would just take our own vehicles just so we didn't have to put the other guys through all the crying and the car seats. And just like, you know, get sound checked and go back, like just make sure my wife and him were okay. And then get them supper and then go back to the show and get back.
So you probably don't remember much of that tour.
In other words. I don't. only certain bits, like, but we do have lots of pictures we definitely made time to have some fun and to see stuff. And, but like, when you kind of like, I'm sure if you know, like, kind of snap out of it, like after, I don't know, like maybe after 6 months, I remember being like, what just happened? Like, after you have your first child. So
I know it's tough. It is not an easy adjustment, period. You know, like being a parent, it's just nothing you can read as many books as you want. It's just it just
so
doesn't
prepare yourself as much as you can, but
that's
nothing,
right.
Actually, yeah.
What is your favorite moment personally so far for you in your music career?
Like with music? Oh gosh, there's so many, but I don't know where to start. I just remember so many times being on stage and just being like, you know, I feel lucky that I, over the last number of years, I've like tried to like stop and really take in moments, like not just be constantly thinking about what's coming next. And there's so many moments just being on stage and like looking across at Jake and Code, and we play like, there's a really big festival in Australia that we've been lucky enough. Actually, that first festival that we played that I mentioned, we were playing like smaller stages the first year. And then, we eventually were playing the main stage, and there was like 20,000 people out there and all like kind of dancing and going crazy when we were playing. And I was just like, what? Like, it was just like an amazing, amazing feeling. Like that was probably one of my highlights, I'd say, was kind of like working up to, you know, perform on that stage and just like hearing everybody and seeing everyone dancing. And that happened.
It's
so
incredible.
Yeah, just like, yeah, totally. And like, yeah, a lot of moments just being on stage and just like looking out. And I remember we played this really beautiful festival in Estonia, actually. It was just like this incredible, like piece of land that it was on, with like all of these ruins, like from
so
like
cool.
these things in the past. And it was just like a just a total like different experience for us. And, mm-hmm. and there were so many people there too. And they had never heard us before. And I just remember getting on stage like, okay, how's this going to go? But then it was just like an instant, like they, connection. Yeah, they really loved it. Yeah. An instant connection. And we learned a little bit of their language, even though it was probably terrible, but like, just like, that was another moment too, that we were just like, this is so cool that we get to do this. Like, I just remember feeling like so lucky. Yeah.
Just to take a look out at the scenery alone and just, you know, the different cultures. It's just amazing. You know, those journeys.
Love that, traveling. Yeah.
Now I'm just going to ask you a couple questions and then I know you've got to get going, but what is the top song on your playlist right now?
Top song on my playlist. Oh gosh, what am I? There's a band called California Honey Drops that they're I don't even know a ton about them, but they are like, yeah, such a great band from the States.
Very
cool. Yeah, and they're on my top list. Also the Wood Brothers, who are like kind of in a similar vein as them. Listen to them a lot. And then there's a like kind of contemporary tradition, like trad band from the Isle of Man, which is like between like Ireland and Scotland, and it's they're called Meclear, which is like M-E-C-L-I-R, and it's like very upbeat. Like if you want to kind of get a little taste of like traditional music, but like also like very happy and upbeat and innovative and creative, then yeah, I'd recommend checking those guys out. And they kind of instantly make me like want to dance, which is good, and just kind of put me in a good mood. So
very cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm always listening to different stuff, so it's
I'm gonna have to check two of those out. I know one of them, but I'll have to check out the other two. Very cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Very cool. Is there a place that you have not gone to see and been a part of their culture that you would just love to spend some time and maybe show your children, like if they're a little bit older, and have them a part of that culture just to experience something different? Where would it be and why?
So many places. I've not been to anywhere in Africa before, and I would I would love to experience the culture and the wildlife, and just I've never like that's
my
one
bucket list.
Kind of a bucket list place to go and just like just soak it in for a bit.
I just that's my dream. It's just to be able to go, because I'm a wildlife photographer, so
that's amazing.
So I would love to see that. Very cool.
Good for you. That's awesome.
Those I can't remember the name of the place, but that one place where the elephants go through, they built the hotel around the path that these elephants go through every single year, and they go right through the middle of the hotel. And everybody gets to see them come through at a certain time of the year. So it's really cool.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I would love that. Can you imagine what your kids would think?
Yeah.
It'd be pretty awesome.
I can't wait to, I can't wait to do a bit more traveling. It's like my son is like, he was everywhere, but he doesn't remember any of it right now. So
yeah, that's what I mean. When they're a little bit older, that'll be so special for them to be able to see different places.
Yeah, I can't wait to do that. Yeah, big time.
Even Australia. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
He's so cool. I know he's been there, but, you know, when he can remember and see a koala bear and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, the kangaroos.
Awesome. My cousin's out there, and I haven't got a chance to see her yet. And one of these days, I'm going to get there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful country. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I am so excited about the new sound, your new music, leaning more towards that contemporary vibe, just with the acoustic instruments. And, you know, it's just so cool. And it's nice to hear. And I love it. You guys are doing an amazing job. And congratulations on this new single. Cody would be so proud of all of you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for the chat.
Oh, I look forward to having you back in July, right?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. You take care of yourself and have a wonderful evening, okay?
No, you take care as well, and we'll be chatting soon for sure.
Absolutely. Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. A great big thank you to my very special guest, Tim Chasen of the Juno Award-winning band, the East Pointers, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows that are coming up in June. I'm going to be interviewing Katie Hurt, Katie Topham, Rob Fitzgerald, High Valley, rock band Taming Sari, Matt Rogers, Josh Bogart, Petrick, Kelly Prescott, Quinton Blair, Australian country artist Haley Jensen is going to be here. We also have Australian trio, the Buckleys. I'm so excited about that one. You guys are going to absolutely love this family. Cadence from Runaway Angel, The Prairie State, Emerson Drive, Gil Grand, Allie Walker, Emma Peterson. We've got Tyler Joe Miller that's also going to be here. We've got so much coming up. You're going to absolutely love it. Don't forget you can check out all my shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You also can check out all the articles, the new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.
Never a day that goes by.